3 month relationship, so
he be on some shit. Hmm. Just send me a reference.
Not playing the beat either.
I'm not an R&B guy.
Here we are.
Oh, that's on your.
Testing, testing.
Check, check, check.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Testing, testing. Check, check, check. Yo, yo. Yeah. Did you hear yourself?
Oh, yeah, I do now.
You hear yourself now?
I didn't earlier. All right, bet.
Oh, shit. My
bet.
Take the whole table out. It's a wrap. Skrr, skrr.
I'm gonna stop smoking before shows, man. I can't run a live broadcast and be smacked. Shit don't make no goddamn sense.
Yeah, I was gonna challenge you one time. We should have a sober show.
A sober show?
No.
No.
We'll all just be angry.
Fuck that.
Everybody's just angry.
You came here
off top.
Yeah, everybody just irritable.
Poured a whole Henny bottle in a Pepsi cup.
That's how you do it.
Oh, this is Pepsi.
Real discreet.
Gotta play this. It's only.
Hey, chef, let me ask you, is that raw?
Chef, it's under. I have another one. I'll give it to you.
Hey, yeah, come here. Ask my fucking question.
Yes, chef, it's raw.
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
It's fucking raw.
Welcome back to the Raw District Podcast. This is episode 177, and I'm your host, Drew Dawson. We have Tony Fontana here in the building.
What's the deal?
We have Eli Brown.
Yeah.
How do you go by now? You know, now that you're a business.
Fresh.
Is it still fresh?
It's whatever. Fresh. Chris.
Mr. Chris. Mr. White.
Yeah. Owner.
Mr. White.
Mr. White.
Owner.
Mr. Ready for the Whites.
I get that on the daily. Where's the owner? Can I talk to the owner?
The fucking owner.
I'm pissed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want to talk about first, though, man. Since the last time we talked to you, man, you opened up a spot, man. Talk about that. Laces.
Yeah.
Topeka, Kansas.
Laces, Topeka, Kansas, man. It's the first shoe and clothing boutique, store outside of, you know, Champs and Foot Locker and all the ones we, you know, grew up going to. Yeah, man, y'all know me. I'm always dabbling in a whole bunch of stuff. I think last time I was on here opening up a label and shit.
Yeah, how's that going, bro? What happened with that?
Man, you know, we on the rise, baby.
Yeah,
we're going to integrate.
You shows?
We integrating that in with the Laces, man. I just took a time out, let them do their own thing, you know, let them find themselves as people first. Yeah. But no, man, Laces, man, like I said, shoe stores, it's been good, man. It's been a journey. Me and a couple of my partners, I mean, y'all know them, I'm sure. Some of the people tapped in on them, Cannon Fields and Woody. What I say, Nelson Jones, but we all call him Woody. But yeah, man, we just, you know, had an idea, seen a void. You know, we were a little older and smarter with our money, so had some little change, you know, to put in the pot together and make it happen. And yeah, we've been just doing that since.
Hell yeah.
We do got playback.
I was about to say classic Tony on his phone during the pod. But he's checking the sound, so I appreciate it.
That wasn't the plan, but
the new sound, man.
We got playback now. Oh, man. So watch what you say. We will play that.
Hey, Tony haven't potted since how long?
Damn, like January?
I was gonna say it's gotta be longer than me.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I mean, it can't be longer
than me. You kicked
me
off the pod.
Yeah, man.
You had to go, bro.
I get it.
I have a strict attendance policy.
Yeah. And I wasn't.
A point system.
In or out.
You lost all your stars, bro.
Everybody's a number. You know what I'm saying?
That shit kind of scared me. I started hearing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that my phone?
No, I'm just
Drew's Home Depot distribution.
I would never kick nobody off this podcast unless it was like somebody Draymond Green me.
Ooh.
And hey, you know what?
You can't come back. You can't come.
You don't think you can get back from that? You don't think you can get back from that?
From getting knocked out?
Yeah, because you
sit across
even before
from,
you know.
Let me talk. About
I was about to beat the shit out of Tony before this, and you're like, maybe you guys just need to fight. So
I would have been Draymond Green, and he'd have been Jordan Poole.
It just wouldn't work because, like, at some point.
You could laugh like that all you want.
Fuck up, bro.
That shit was crazy.
The camera's cut off.
I'm about to fuck you up, dog.
You might see it live still.
That's what I'm saying.
We might get with
y'all. And then I got to do the press conference telling people, like, man, I ain't mean to fuck Eli up like that.
That's just that's.
Because Drew out there, Drew's like, I don't know why they fought.
And Drew was sitting there the whole time like, I think you guys just need to fucking do it. You guys just need to fight.
That might take the ball to the next level.
It would.
I mean, I think that might hit TMZ as well if you did that.
Should we make a fight club?
I don't even think it would.
With the timing, it might.
Raw District Fight Club, that just flows.
You think it would make TMZ though?
I think it would have the potential, man. Depending on how we caught it and how it went down.
It'll have to be a real good punch.
I mean, if he melted Eli on camera.
Because if he's, no, we can't contact. Fake that.
White guy knocks out a black guy, that's going to get more views, bro.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we could say it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Ain't doing that. Not here.
No. Maybe. Might be a hate crime.
Speaking of hate crime, Kanye West is spewing hate crimes, I think. Is that what he's doing? That's what they say.
He has a bad opinion on.
I listened to this shit and he's not saying nothing that crazy. It's kind of weird. He's talking crazy about Jews though. That shit is a.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's probably pretty racist.
He'd still be able to say what he wanted to say though.
Did you see that video when he was
kind of
like,
proves his point though?
Yeah.
Well, we got some new lawyers.
Who the fuck is that?
Kanye. He was like, I swear to God, play.
Hold on, that's your Kanye. Play the video.
Do the Kanye again.
I swear to God, I don't even
like how you did that because I didn't know you were trying to act like Kanye.
He said, well, we got some new lawyers. That's exactly what it sounded like.
It's not Kanye West.
Look up the video right now.
Don't do it.
Is it possible that
that's why it's so weird?
Why do you say it like that?
I hope he didn't say it like that.
It was in an interview.
I'm reading here that the George Floyd family plans to file a lawsuit for $250 million.
Yeah.
What am I looking up, Eli?
I'm not getting no goddamn $250 million.
Look up.
Might settle for some M's though. Might get some M's out of
it. We got some new lawyers.
Kanye, well, we got some new lawyers.
Yep. Let's see what happens.
I think that's going.
I don't even know how to spell lawyers. I was about to spell Lowry.
Law.
What interview did this pop up on?
I'm not sure.
Okay, here we go. Let's see.
All we got some new lawyers.
Okay.
We got
okay.
some new lawyers.
It sounds like
you made him sound better. More. You made him sound more like a Cleveland Brown.
I know.
It's like Patrick Mahomes.
Kind of sounded like that.
Patrick Mahomes has a wild voice, man. That's an awesome song. It's weird that that voice could even be marketable.
For Patrick?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable to listen to.
Yeah, it sounds like he has like something in his throat always. Yeah.
It's kind of like a.
It's like a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
Play some Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. I wonder if
is this any post game, whatever.
Yeah,
talking like a frog is the first suggestion. Oh, that's fucked up. Make sure I share this.
Does he? I wonder if he actually talks like a frog. Like if he does a frog impression, like a Kermit.
You think? Yeah, if
he probably does a good Kermit, right?
Let's see. I don't know which one should I choose. Right. Oh, here we go.
I've heard it since I was in like seventh grade. So, but it's something that I've kind of embraced. And the guys, Kelsey, Tyreek, and those guys throw some shots at me, but don't worry, I throw shots back.
Sing the alphabet.
Yes, I could.
Let's hear you sing the alphabet.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
What's this?
All right, that went left.
Just sound like Kermit smokes hella cigarettes.
It sounds like, actually, he sounds raspier than Kermit is what hella. It sounded like.
Yeah
it's Tyreek.
That wasn't a good example.
It ain't even just raspy. Like, it really sounds like something's, like, right there. Like, he just needs to give it a good, get that out there. Give it a good couple coughs, nigga.
He can't be a superstar with that voice, man.
Why did he say it like that?
He can't be a superstar with his.
No, not like he's a superstar, but he can't be like a.
It's like he needs a better voice.
Yeah, he's gonna have to change that somehow. Take some voice. He could take some voice. You know,
imagine him trying to change.
Bro, you gotta
keep
that.
Like, what the fuck
bro.
Is he on,
yeah.
bro?
He just needs to talk like.
Keep
like,
that
real like minimal
hairpiece.
I would just be in there in the press conference. You had a good game. Yeah.
But look how how quickly people
just
adjust.
One word answer everything.
That's the last of his worries.
Look how quickly people adjust to celebrities getting hair pieces.
That was
at first you're like, like that shit looks crazy, and then like 2 weeks later you just forget about it.
Hey, who you think was responsible for that?
Steve Harvey.
For giving that pass.
Steve Harvey.
Maybe
think he was the one responsible for making it cool. Like, okay, if he's doing it and we
are you talking about when he had the fro?
Yeah, that was fake.
His shit was way too sharp. Like,
yeah, it was fake.
I mean, it's kind of like
my dad said.
Everybody was asking for the Steve Harvey when they went to the barber.
My dad said he went to a show of his and it fell. It fell during his show. And then he said, like, weeks later, he came out bald. Mm.
What's the difference between that?
Had to.
What's the difference between that and wigs and weaves and shit?
There is no difference.
I just said, oops.
That's why I said people get used to it here.
If you watch them old Def Comedy Jam tapes, shit, he's on those. Notice his fro then was very thin in the back and around the front.
Yeah.
Swear to God, look at them old Def Comedy Jam tapes. Nigga, Steve Harvey, his shit wasn't that sharp. It was a little fucked up.
Right.
And then when he got on, got the Steve Harvey show. That's when this shit
right.
started
to
look
like,
super
to
perfect. You know what I mean? So
it was fake.
Right. So
has he always had them crazy teeth?
I don't know.
Even
noticed. I never paid attention.
If you guys paid attention to his hair, I figured you pay attention to his teeth.
No, he got the veneers in there.
Oh yeah,
bro, them shits are huge.
Fake teeth too.
He got them Stanley Ipkiss joints.
Yeah, now it's a thing. Celebrities is doing it.
It's just a weird adjustment time.
As soon as Glorilla signed that contract, she see her shits. Ah, nigga.
Yeah, fix me.
She got them iPhone.
I fucked the shit out of Glorilla. I don't know if I said this on this podcast.
You said you follow?
You'd fuck Gloria?
I would. You know, if I was single,
like,
if
pull
I was
up a
single,
picture, right. I don't know what she looked like.
You don't know what she looked like?
I mean, I know she's just the ratchet song chick, right?
Right.
Yeah. What's it called?
You
I mean, what's
you
it called? Ain't that
song,
what it's? I know it, but I don't know what it's.
You
name.
Know the goddamn song.
I'm not gonna sing it on here, so I said the
no,
ratchet
rap
song.
The wrong. No, rap it.
Nah, fuck
you a rapper,
that,
bro?
Rap. Hell nah.
I remember fucking nigga free on the pod.
Hell nah.
Rap that shit.
We ain't rapping.
We did
that
last episode.
I done heard too many little girls running around the store talking about let's go. Like, come on, man. Nah, let's not go do that right
now. You said you're
a
bad girl, but you were single.
Headlight.
Yeah,
look
you know
at
what
her.
I mean?
Look at her.
Yeah, she definitely
is. Nah,
like twerking on
well,
the
nah,
headlight.
I can't let you
nah,
go.
Don't
like
diss
that.
No black woman, bro.
Nah,
I don't know why.
True.
Ratchet ass friend.
I mean,
Eli, go ahead and get this.
She can get it, don't get me wrong, but Drew said it kind of a little aggressively for me. Like, I was expecting more. I
like he said she was Lotto. He said like she was Lotto.
Oh, that's what I was expecting. I'm thinking that she looked, you know.
I like her essence. I like her vibe.
She's real. Yeah, you know.
R-E-E.
You know, the way he came.
Drew like, I'll risk it all.
She got to be bad, man. I seen they had her, like, rap.
She's deeper than looks.
Rap a, you connect with her on a deeper level.
She probably really is like twerking on top of cars at red lights.
Yeah, she was moving that little thing at the BET Awards. She was trying to move.
She probably was.
Yeah. She's like they got rid of Coi Leray and they had to put a new.
But who isn't?
New
probably a lot of people aren't.
Nah, Coi's
weird. Have you ever been to 45th? Everybody twerks on headlights at 45th.
Because of that's just what they do. As,
that's like what you have to. Nah, before the song. Before so the song like came out, that's what they was doing. Huh?
And the red light, hold on,
you know, it's just, you know, we that's all, you know, shit, go out, Chris, parlay in the parking lot and stuff. You know, a couple girls over there twerking on the hood. You know, the niggas might be over here smoking, you know, and shit. Drinking the rest of their bottle that they got in the car and shit. It's just, it was an atmosphere, man. You know.
Well, hold on, why you say you know? I might have partaked a couple of times.
Right, you know.
Not as much as y'all.
Not you. X be up there, though. X hold it down for the vocal for the click. He hold it down.
Now 45th is a good place though, man.
It's not no longer.
I wanted
now.
To get married up there.
No, they close at midnight.
Now it's straight parking lot now, because all they do is do carry out. All they do is do carry out and orders now. So now
they music in the parking
you can
lot?
Go up there and get your little drink on up there.
If you play the music in the parking lot, that should be over.
Well, they was doing that during COVID. They shut down a couple
light,
times.
Twerking until midnight.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So that's where it started, man. So
fucking
I mean,
theme song, up
Topeka,
there.
Kansas. She, I mean, what's her name? Gloria, Glorilla, Glorilla.
Her actual name is Gloria Hallelujah.
Yeah, she been to Topeka. Something. She been. She done slid. What's her last name? She slid through Topeka a couple times.
Woods.
Yeah, she definitely was. she might have been here. Like her.
That's a crazy ass name, bro.
Hallelujah is really her middle name.
Her mom was on some bullshit.
She was twerking on them headlights.
She said, like, just name it Hallelujah.
She was too, yeah, probably.
That was some last minute shit.
For real, that's got to be some last minute. You don't sleep on that. That's got to be.
She was probably
that.
Just in a lot of pain at the hospital.
Hallelujah.
Put it down.
This child has been released. Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Man, we asked you what the name is. Hallelujah.
Gloria is a wild name.
I'm going to be real. There's certain names where it's like, you can't do that shit now. Even if you want to name your kid at your grandma, she got an old ass name like Gloria. You can't do that now, man.
Tap in from the 206. I mean, shout out to Bookie.
Is that Colorado?
Homie Brian.
Shout out to Brian.
Yeah.
Ask somebody to bring us some liquor.
Is that Colorado?
That's up in Seattle, Tacoma, Washington area.
Got all of Tony's fans checking in.
From Tacoma? Yeah, that's I fuck with Tacoma.
He's been hanging about with, like, the crackheads and shit in Oregon.
I wouldn't say that.
Are more people doing crack, or is it just, like...
I mean, they got dispensaries everywhere, so I would hope crack? It's weed. I would hope it's weed.
No, it's more heroin up there.
Do they have dispensaries for heroin?
Why you sound so confident about that?
What is that like?
They have, in Kensington, Pennsylvania, they have, like, the Red Cross is giving out, like, needles. Clean needles and shit, because there's so much.
But do they have heroin
they do that
food
here,
trucks?
Though.
They have, shit, kind of. They people give out free samples and shit.
Hold on. Why would you say heroin food trucks? Because if niggas is sure getting heroin at the food truck, that shit is crazy.
You seen the BMF?
Sure.
Nigga like, yo,
you
give me. Nigga
seen
like,
BMF? It ain't new.
Nigga like, give me the fries.
I'm sure.
A needle. Yeah.
Yeah.
My little face. Give me a little burger.
Let me get that
I wouldn't even
burger.
Get the needle from there. You got to go to the Red Cross across the street. The government's doing it.
I see.
I used to rob the shit out of Cluckin Burger or Cluckin Chicken.
Allegedly.
Hold on, there's a spot.
No, the fucking on GTA.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I used to always rob that chicken spot.
Now, that shit like real life now, bro. The niggas be having a service.
That role playing shit?
Yeah.
That shit's insane.
That GTA shit is serious now.
It's fucking
man, I don't
weird.
Play it no more. I stay away
hold
from
on,
those
hold
type
on,
of
what?
Video games.
They do role playing Grand Theft Auto.
Like live action shit?
Yeah.
So like a sexual thing?
No, people like play positions. Like there's cops, and you do, like you basically join a gang, and like you do the same. Like objectives and like principles you would in real life. Like cops like actually go through training and like to actually have to pull people over and use.
See, we live in a simulation.
The real law. It is. It's like a and like it's like an honor system.
What's that shit called though? There's a name for that.
GTA role playing.
But isn't there like some type of?
You talking about VR?
No. You seen the movie Role Models?
Yeah.
What was they doing?
Oh, they're LARPing. Live action role playing.
Oh, okay.
So it's role playing.
Playing, but live action, though. So this ain't live action?
No, it's on the game.
Oh, they're on the It's all on the game. Okay.
It's all on the game.
So cops will pull you over and give you, like, a ticket for speeding and shit?
On the game.
Yeah.
I go to the game to escape
people. You get banned because it's a server. It's not, like, ran by GTA. Somebody made it. It's all
like T Grizzly and them shits.
Yeah, they're on that shit.
Really,
a lot of rappers and, but like you get banned for doing shit on it. It's weird.
It's crazy.
That's hella. You got way too much time if you're doing that.
Yeah,
for real.
You apply for jobs. It's weird. You apply for jobs on it.
That.
There's people that like do like real. It's like a real fucking thing.
Yeah, like T Grizzly said, like he created his own server or whatever. He make a certain amount of money, and his homies end up make money off the game too. So like, motherfuckers is really
because they live stream it on Twitch.
Well, see, I get how they. Oh, okay. So yeah. I mean, people I get like when like people do the Call of Duty and shit like that. So it's the same thing. They just watch them do shit.
They be on that motherfucker.
When
tripping.
I play one game of 2K, like I feel like I wasted my day. I feel like I'm way behind. Like I feel like I cannot. How do people sit there and do that? Like for real. I don't. It's just mind-boggling.
The people that don't get paid. Yeah.
The people who don't get paid. Obviously, people get paid.
Niggas getting the bands.
Yeah, if you getting money, then yeah, that's another story. But if you just playing that shit for just fun.
It's easy to get lost in it, though.
That's what I'm saying. Time will go by quick.
Because you're
gaining stats and shit.
Oof.
Yeah, you're always leveling up. That's what the addiction is, getting your character better.
So it's never ending.
And playing with your homies because you can do the street ball shit on 2K. So you just play randoms and shit and get picked up.
You can do the street ball shit, then they got the wrecks.
It's a dope game.
We all got our vices, though. Shit.
Hold on, what's everybody's vice?
I watch way too much porn.
Cheers.
Porn cool.
I be watching too much porn.
I ain't got nothing to cut, but I still cheers to
waste time on porn.
I done seen.
Not the porn, but to.
You don't cheers to porn?
This.
Hopefully you're not paying for porn.
That's no, I don't pay for porn. I just watch the free shit.
If you're paying for porn, I ain't going no bullshit.
What if the whole time, the only reason I was struggling in life is because I was paying for porn? Just like
imagine you spending $3,000-$4,000 for porn.
That's a real fucking problem.
That's some weirdo shit, bro. It's too much free shit.
But think about like somebody that is giving people OnlyFans money and shit. And
They get on fucking
they do one. They do one person, and then they do another and another, and they subscribe to all these other people. So they're spending.
But you can find those titties for free.
Is it the intimacy, though?
You can find everything for free.
Of OnlyFans, because you know, because you can
that's send, like five
send the messages and shit. And,
and you got to pay more money for that.
Yeah,
so you got to pay to message them, bitches?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not to call them bitches.
You could pay to.
You can call them bitches. It's fine.
No, if they making millions and millions of dollars doing that, they are professionals.
Imagine like professionals. Yo, like you're amazing. They get paid like $500 a month.
Yeah, you pay for a conversation. You pay for an intimacy.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
We had this conversation.
I'm not paying for no conversation.
At the shop.
It's a good hustle though.
And do y'all remember Backpage? You remember how like you stop seeing like motherfuckers popping up on it that you knew?
Seen it.
What was it?
Yeah, well, Backpage is like this.
I'm not 47 years old.
Well, if anybody, if you travel, every city has like a Backpage, essentially. Escort is the page. So that's what Backpage was. But it's Topeka's kind of quite raggedy at times.
Backpage of what?
Of women.
No, but like on a newspaper or
on
like
the internet.
it's
called
like a magazine.
I don't like how you act like you don't know.
Right,
that's I don't
know. You definitely count you an escort. Yeah.
It's the back page of something, bro. No, you just give a little hint. Some chick in a lingerie.
It's called Backpage. That's what the site was called. Either way.
I didn't know it was a website. I thought it was like older than the internet.
No escort,
either way, there used to be people that would pop up on it that you
not
would
on
know.
Backpage.
Oh, and so you cop off Instagram,
right?
Eli like 250.
I don't think you could cop them off because the Instagram's attached. The OnlyFans is attached to Instagram, so they sending you there anyway.
Oh yeah,
They sitting you right there.
You struggling because you paying for a bitch only.
Absolutely
fans.
Not.
Not
bro.
Bitch. My bad again.
She was between a light bill and a bitch.
It's her only fans.
Listen,
you know what?
Listen to this. Bill. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say.
You don't pay. You don't pay your phone bill. You can't even,
no,
you even see the bitch.
Wi-Fi cheaper than your phone bill.
How you got Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi like $40.
You at McDonald's? Look at this bitch.
Now you might.
All you got, all you can pay is Wi-Fi bills.
Some people are.
No, no, because listen.
That's some thirsty shit.
If you got to cut some shit out, it's a couple things you can cut out, bro. Long as that Wi-Fi bill paid, you got water, lights.
Couple subscriptions.
Yeah, you straight.
No, I'd rather have Netflix.
You rather have Netflix?
You can't.
Yes.
You got fucking bitches off Netflix, bro.
But I don't
you
need
know, once you do your thing,
care.
You ain't. I mean, you just ain't on OnlyFans constantly.
Nah, you don't care, I'm not gonna lie to you. If you just on OnlyFans like it's Facebook, you are a sick nigga, bro.
People do that shit. How do you think they make so much money?
They just scrolling through
multiple.
Shit.
Imagine a nigga just on OnlyFans all day.
Yeah, let's talk about that side of it though. Let's
There's
talk about
people doing
the local
shit.
Fan side of it. It's just like local rappers. You know how they be trying to bash local rappers? Like, this nigga needs to stop sharing his fucking music. He sucks.
It is but the
like,
same thing.
But like 90% of
posting
that.
Posting your link, please. You don't even know how to pose right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing.
This is not sexy. Stop it.
Somebody, you got to think
somebody
so. No,
thinks
hold on.
It's sexy.
Okay, I see you in line at school picking up your kids. It's weird now.
It is kind of weird when you know somebody.
Because it's like, but you got to think.
And
though,
they suck.
How rappers get better?
What if they were, if they
that
were,
always sucks.
If they were good. Okay.
But you got to give her time, though. Just like in music.
I feel like that would make
just
it more
just
like
in music,
weird.
How a nigga get better at music.
Yeah.
What if it take her like 6 months to master her angles?
You don't get time now in the rap game. You don't get no time in the rap game.
Yeah,
now.
You got to be a you fan from the beginning, bro. You got to be her only fan.
I'm not paying for no poses. That's one crazy. That's some crazy shit, man.
And that's how they get you too.
If they throwing it on there, or they doing some crazy shit, or they
I call
fucking,
them posers. That's what I call them.
They do it all out Pino, maybe.
Legitimately.
They pose.
That's all.
But that's
there ain't no action on there. They just lose? Pictures of them. It's like, man, come on.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
Some of them don't even be doing that.
But that's the cool part about
like,
it.
It's like they want to be.
What's
it's
cool
like they
it?
Want to be on in that realm. But it's like I'm still a lady, so I'm
they're scared.
Like, come
yeah.
on, man.
It's
give
it's
my goddamn $5.
It's like being
back.
A bartender, you know. Like,
it's
you
know, the same thing.
Scare strippers, so they scare.
Yeah. Scare porn stars.
That's what it is.
Yeah, they scare porn stars.
Perfect
no,
example.
But it's like you get to set your own price. It's just like having your own business. You can do whatever you want. You offer this service, and people can come and go. You buy it or you don't. So you
monthly.
Don't need to do all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're offering less for more, that means you have something.
What's the max that you'll subscribe?
I'm not.
What's the max
I will
money?
Never do that.
I don't care if you do it, but I'm talking about hypothetically. What's the most money you'll spend?
99 cents.
You cheap as hell. You ain't going to say
hold
shit.
Hold on. Wait.
Song.
Wait. You would never.
Tit. Might see a tit.
One so you don't one have, tit. You don't have any.
99
like,
cents
you don't have
unlocks
any,
a nipple.
You don't have
don't
any
care,
Instagram like models or anything that you know?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, a dude, dollar? I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do for me?
I'm not saying you have
to. You being too serious.
They're
gonna, how much
help,
you going
to help you? They're going to help you get
help you
that off, boy.
Like, bro,
I told you, 99 cents. I'll see one tit. I'm fine.
You ain't getting nothing for 99 cents.
No, there's actually some
on like,
there.
She'd be like, hey, Eli, this is my tit, and I took it for
you.
You're
not saying nothing for the free.
No. There's some on there that will give you, like, little free ones every once in a while to open the door up and shit, but them is usually the ones that's, like, pinging you in your inbox all the time, like,
hey,
but unlock this. Unlock this for $2.
This new video.
But why do I give? Why would I care though? It's like it's
they hustling out there.
The right. same people are getting the same content.
You don't support local business.
I don't support businesses that I don't enjoy.
You don't enjoy seeing.
TV. Okay, let me just ask this question: if you seen a chick that you knew, post the link. Out of curiosity, you're not hitting that link like, I just want to see it.
Let's not
see
paying for that shit.
Ain't no bad bitches on there, probably. Respectfully, I don't mean to call y'all bitches.
Never paying for that shit.
On OnlyFans?
I don't care
no,
how bad
I ain't saying
shit.
Period.
I
ain't I'm
paying
locals.
For that shit.
Nah, yeah.
Yes, out of curiosity, yes.
It's just like the rap game.
What if your high school crush was
what's
like,
that do for you?
What you mean, what's it do for me?
Don't
you're just like, oh, that's good. Nice. I wish I could buy a fucking Pepsi right now or some shit. Like, what?
That's crazy, bro.
Hold on, wait, what?
This is mankind. This is humans.
He act like he don't care, y'all.
Like,
I don't, like, what the fuck?
No, it's crazy to question it, though. It's crazy to look at us like we're crazy. But this is how babies are made. This is how the human race keeps going. No,
babies are made by fucking...
Hold on, babies is made on OnlyFans?
No.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure a couple hookups are there.
Well, I'll tell you, niggas going to be saying that soon.
But this no, it's about, OnlyFans? You know...
Yeah.
I've heard some stories.
Proving yourself and getting it yourself without, you know... You know, I
feel that.
That's what I feel like.
So you don't have any fetishes?
I did this on my own.
You don't have any, like, fetishes?
What the
like?
Fuck?
Ain't no nigga finna tell his fetishes on the pod.
It's completely different.
Did, like, feet. Like, I mean, there's...
I like
it ain't
sex,
gotta, it ain't
like
gotta be some crazy ass, bullshit. Like...
I like
would, a sexy
why
would
foot.
You share that? But, yeah, I'm just talking about legs or,
bro.
You know, I mean...
Feet important.
Some people just like, you know what I mean? Like,
I just don't think anybody's important enough to me to fucking pay for it.
I feel that. I respect that,
I respect that.
I never felt like paying
that.
For anything.
But
like
you said you do like
curiosity's got me, and $5 ain't enough to keep important. Me. Five, they would have to set that shit up a little higher for me. Like, oh yeah, they tripping. But five. Let me see what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can see the whole. You can see the whole thing.
Maybe it's just because I'm broke. I don't know.
$5. Let me see.
Tell me you didn't have $1 million in your pocket, you wouldn't be like, you know what? I'm gonna see this bitch naked real quick.
Right, hey.
Possibly.
If you was a millionaire, how
she
much
trying to hide this shit behind a paywall? No, man.
I can see sending at least $50,000 away.
I think it's the rapper in me that
50
really
grand?
Makes me
I'd rather
do
put
it.
That on DraftKings, bro.
50 what?
Same
what?
Shit.
Hold on, what? 50 grand.
You said 50 grand on OnlyFans?
If, you was
if I was a millionaire, fuck no. I'm gambling that shit away.
Now, like I said, that's that threshold type of shit that I'm talking about. For me, like, because I don't got a problem. I don't need to be on OnlyFans. Like I said, really, it's
yeah,
a
like,
curiosity
what the fuck's
thing
it gonna
for
do?
Me.
I'm just look. Oh,
well, like I said, for me,
that's
it's
nice. I'm gonna go do something else now. Like,
well, no, for
what,
me,
$30
it's legitimately
a
month.
Where are your
like,
where are your T drives at right now? You have testosterone pumping through your body at all?
Probably, bro. Hella DHT, losing my hair.
Sounds like
DHT.
Estrogen at this point.
All right, stop breaking, man.
I'll play it. I can't believe you. There's just no chick that's like. Like that, you would just be curious about something like that. That just is crazy to me.
But,
like just
like,
one time, I'm not saying.
What's
like,
the difference between what they post on Instagram?
That's, some of them a lot.
That's clothes. It's just clothes.
They post
they're
ass
still
on
in
them.
A bikini and shit.
No,
I can see it.
No, then you got the wrong idea about OnlyFans, my brother.
You were just talking about how they weren't doing the most.
Right, there's some of them that act like that. Which is like, okay,
so
yeah, like I said, give me my
$5. You
know,
suck a dick.
Give me my money okay. back. No.
That's what
I
you
mean,
really
no.
want?
No.
That's far,
no.
bro. That's crazy.
But what's the difference if they're posting the same
I
shit?
I watch that shit.
That's how that's how the Cash Mail Side Girl got her money on OnlyFans.
I watched the shit.
She was posting she posted the same shit on Instagram that she did on her
Ooh.
OnlyFans.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Talk about
Daniel Bergoglio.
Hold on.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No,
you can skip all of that shit. And go straight to Twitter.
Go to his
Twitter got all the Pino on that motherfucker.
Yeah. That's true.
Man, shit.
I love Twitter.
I've been seeing something pop up on there. I'm never on
stumbled.
Twitter, though. But the few
stumbled.
Times I went on there, it was some, I thought it was virus. I thought it was some virus shit.
Man, I done stumbled across plenty of shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
Man, you keep going different pages, you like, God damn, there's a whole
page
whole
of this shit.
Whole porn site, nigga, right on your phone. Guys.
Yeah.
It's like
that's how
whole,
you know, really, if
clips,
somebody
but
that you know is really doing it. Doing
is the
it.
Intimacy there with that one, though? Like I said, I think that's where OnlyFans got it sold up, because you could really, like, be in there,
I mean,
happy fingering with a chick right there, like, do this now.
That's
kind of right back to you. Like, I've heard some stories of some chicks that have one, and it'd be like, I want to see you pee in the shower. So hop in there, $100, bling. Like,
yeah,
what?
In the
that, I can say, I don't know the Twitter shit.
That's
like
that.
I'm
different
all,
shit.
I ain't got that type of money.
That depends
no,
on the dude. Like,
no.
I don't need all of that. I'm just
right. Well, no,
get,
I'm not saying you. I'm just,
get my little
45
seconds
too.
Off and I'm
yeah,
out the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, of course.
But,
of course. Any average man, but there's some weird shit out there.
There are some niggas out there.
There's some girls that I've talked to that be on that type of shit, and they be like, man, there's some of them that just want me to just, you know, talk crazy to them.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
And control them. And control them.
And
I'm like, hold on, what? And I'm looking like you.
You can get that for
I'm like, wait, what?
But you know different stuff.
And they probably got a wife at home doing it too.
Right.
That's what really matters.
But I don't need all of that.
If your wife's doing it, you're not paying for it.
Exactly. That's why I'm
not getting what you need.
I don't give a shit.
That's absurd to me. But I think that's what separates the OnlyFans from all that shit, because that type of shit goes down on there all the time, for sure.
Because the average nigga don't need all of that. I don't need to message you just to get this quick little 30 seconds.
That's why they're running away from the with the bag, because it's like he said, it's a millionaire on there that likes that weirdo shit that's going to be like 100,000?
It's always sure. the weirdo shit.
65-year-old really... nigga right now with M's, nigga.
50K? That's it? Here you go.
Come on. And there's probably a little young weird nigga with some money out there doing that shit too. Gang got no game and all types of shit. You know what I mean?
And Betty with the biddies done told the other OnlyFans and the other OnlyFans. You know it's like a, you know it's got to be like a community of them bitches out there. Yeah. Just like, girl, look this one up. He's over here giving out 50K.
Tagging each other and some old shit. Forward the messages, nigga.
That's like that sugar daddy. I'm gonna tell him 100K for both of us. Sugar daddy.
Would y'all have a sugar mama?
Hell yeah! What?
Man. And that's another type of aspect like that. It's the same type of thing.
That's a cut. Whatever.
You know you're paying for some shit.
There's a website for that. For this. For like older women and shit.
But you gotta do audition.
No, it's like the dating websites and shit.
Really?
So just make a profile.
It's a dating website for
make a profile, and it's not like
put your headshot.
It's not like just the cougar one. I don't think I've never done it.
This is where Down syndrome meets.
Word of mouth purposes. Somebody was talking about this one time.
Hey, I'm with that. The old bitch is like bald niggas, so I'm with that.
Not even bald, bro. You just shave your head.
Hypothetically. What's y'all price?
Look it up.
What would y'all charge a sugar mama? What's y'all price?
I'd have to make a whole list of things that I offer. It's like a business.
Yeah, I like
$1,500 a month.
I like how you approach that.
A month. What am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah, it depends on what the trade-off is.
But imagine if you got the $1,500 a month plus your job.
I don't want a job if I have a sugar mama. That's
Yeah.
So you saying you want a podcast while she take care of you?
Yeah, and rap.
What's that worth to you?
That shit happens every day.
$10,000 a month.
10?
Yeah.
That's steep.
That's steep, bro. You gotta be realistic. Like 4.5.
That's what I'm worth.
So what are you doing with
that?
That's how they get the
money.
Are you cooking? Like, what does that come with?
He's paying his bougie.
That's
you know
how
it
the bitches get the money.
Right, it goes both ways.
Why can't
ways,
we be like them bitches?
You don't
want
to support local businesses. You don't want a sugar mama. You know what's going on, bro?
I support a lot of local businesses, bro.
Name one.
Creative Signs.
Go.
That's your family's.
If you need a sign, go to...
plug.
Oh, yeah. Bro, it's the same shit, bro. I get what you're saying. Right?
There you go, brother.
Yeah. Say
I mean, 10 grand a month, I think I'm worth that. You know what I mean? If I ain't got to go to work, yeah, I cook, I clean, I wash your drawers, dick you down real good, put you on some game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All types of shit. Yeah, I'm young, nigga. You an old motherfucker. I can teach you how to work your phone type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. How old?
Teach y'all to do
that. What's
your price range?
Go to the...
I'll do 65, 67.
Whoa,
like 67.
That's
pretty steep.
67, you still kind of, depending on the type of bitch you're dealing with, 67 still kind of young. I done seen some 67-year-old bitches is like, damn, you 67?
If you look good, when you're 67, you got to be rich.
You got to be rich. That's a good point.
You got to be rich. If you're 67 and you're doing that, you work out, you got a good job and shit, you got to be rich.
I'm saying.
I work out. I'll be your workout pro. I'll train you all that shit.
We keep you fit.
We're going
to keep you around to at least about 87, baby.
I'm doing massages and some more shit. Like, what, nigga? That's a come up. Women look all I need is 12 months. 10 grand a month.
That's a lifetime contract, buddy. You know, they never leaving you alone after that. You're never getting left alone after that. They own you at that point.
Nah, see,
10 grand?
By then, I got a couple LLCs, nigga. I done snuck and figured out and worked
out. What Kanye say?
Well, we got some new lawyers.
Oh, they're going to lawyer it up on her.
On me.
That's not Kanye, bro. Stop doing that. Don't
you heard it?
Please,
we got some new lawyers.
I don't like that shit.
Listen to it again.
That's like a Cleveland Brown mix.
When you're at home, listen to it.
You can see me on camera, bro.
Listen to it 10 times.
For the last 5 minutes, I just zoned out. I didn't hear nothing that was going on.
That's Kermit in Cleveland, man. That's Kermit in Cleveland Brown.
We got some new lawyers. He said it just like that, bro.
It's not Kanye.
He said no older than 55. Ricky, 55, that's a good number. Because 55, that's not even old to me.
Women's sex drive ends like 40,
50. Okay, so what about 60?
I really have to piss.
That's when they, on average...
But they got some things out there for the women to help them, you know.
So that's changing. They say men is like 60. That's when we lose our sex drive. Cause and that's true because, you know, those old-ass pervert men.
I can't do that. Once I lose that, I'm ready to go.
The sex drive? That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, bro. I'm ready to go.
That's why I Googled this shit. I was like, man, when is this shit going to run out? Because what the fuck am I going to do all day?
They saying I got a good 30 left.
I ain't going to work. What you mean? I don't feel like having.
Yeah, after that. Like, what we here for, bro? I mean, I guess you got grandkids and all that shit, but I'm cool.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my uncle, he's, you know, 60 plus and stuff. And
he still makes sex jokes?
Well, of course that. You know, all old man gonna do that, but no, he's still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Still in there. Still in there.
Maybe
doing
time
his thing.
Is changing, man, because, you know, we get
new
technology.
Yeah, you know. I got these things out there. What he was telling me,
fucking
I
at
85,
though, is kind of crazy.
And I'm sure there's something out there, man. He said they got these little pills. Boy, how you walking around, nigga, knocking shit around. Nigga, knocking shit off the table, nigga. Like,
that's
what ready.
At 80, that's probably when you on OnlyFans. About 80, bro, your wife ain't dealing with you at that point.
Yeah.
She's tired of you at that point.
So you saying at 80, that's when you buy the OnlyFans accounts?
Yeah.
I'm
a band in at 80.
The ones in there making them rich.
That's like the casino, bro. You look at the casino, it's all
that's
old.
Making them rich.
Old people, bro.
Think about an old bedridden, you old. You
on a fixed income,
man,
too.
My shit is, I'm on a helmet attached like this.
I just seen that.
And a VR?
Hands free.
No. You can hook your phone up to a fucking helmet.
Or
a little thing. You hook it up to your neck and you just sit back and you can watch that shit.
Bro, I was, what's
that,
the
that,
shit,
that
the
don't
Oculus?
Surprise me, man.
What's the shit,
it's,
Oculus?
It's old. It's kind of old, but.
I seen the virtual reality shit.
Yeah, I seen them.
I was somewhere, somebody had something. They threw some porn on that motherfucker. That shit kind of crazy.
Man.
Yeah, that's what I would do with it. I'm not even going to lie.
you checked it out?
Yeah.
Was it dude? he wanted to slide past that part.
No. I mean, you know, it was
I peeped it.
Yeah. It was just kind of, it was a lot, bro. Yeah, because you can't see nothing in the room. It's just that.
Oh, it's just a dark space in there.
So it's like you're dark there. On the side. You just see the visuals. You're like, oh, okay. This
so it's
crazy.
Like you there.
Basically, bro. Like I'm
like the dude on the couch.
I'm dead.
If I was in another zone, that should be lit.
I'm done. That boy was in the metaverse just looking.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He was just like, what is
you
that?
You don't want to get caught up in that metaverse shit, bro. That's, I can see why niggas lose themselves in that shit. Bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I was playing golf in that bitch and everything. You,
why this was going on over here?
Nah. You go, so it's like different. You feel me? It's different functions going on.
I was gonna say that. You said a whole lot. I was like, that would have been a whole lot. My boy over here teeing off and then look to the right.
Oh no, that's insane.
They still doing. They still going at it.
Would you watch Pino in virtual reality?
Yes.
But you had to pay for it too.
You don't want to pay for it.
I already paid for the VR set, man.
You know, nothing in life.
You got to have some
free, brother,
shit,
but,
bro.
But porn
no, they got free games all over PlayStation and Xbox.
They got free what?
Fortnite's free, bro.
Oh, it is. You're right. But the stuff that makes you good at Fortnite ain't free.
Yeah. That's what ruined video games, bro. You're paying for the best shit instead of working for it. So the richest people, it's just like real life.
Yeah.
The richest people are the best at the game.
Because they buy that.
Have y'all bought into the simulation anymore since we last met up?
What you mean?
He don't believe it. He don't even want to talk about death.
Has there been any new
he's scared to talk about it,
theories?
Man. No,
I don't. I don't even. I haven't been thinking about it. None of that shit lately. Yeah.
Everybody does.
Everybody wants to live, but that shit is intriguing. When it crosses my mind, I'd be like, God damn, we really just turn off at some point, and we just move on. We don't know what the fuck happens either.
Don't know.
And it's the craziest thing in life, but, you know, we have to just adapt to it, obviously, you know, because if we were just thinking about that all day, we'd go crazy. But when it does cross your mind, or, like, when you look at the fucking moon and stars, you'd be like, God, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what is this shit? It creeps you out. Sure.
It definitely is weird to think about.
That's why I don't see how motherfuckers who deal with astronomy, I don't know how they do that for a living. Because at some point, like, damn, I don't know. It's just it's so much you can learn about that shit. It's like, where does it end? Like, where do you stop with that type of knowledge?
Yeah, it's hard to tell between, like, spirituality and like science, because like the astronomy shit is like, I feel like they're just nerds sitting there like, this is it and this is that, because there's so much math to it. But like a lot of hippies and shit. Like,
but then what is math? Like that's is, always my question. Like what is math?
Like the Fibonacci sequence and shit. Like
that's in the sunflowers and shit.
Everything yeah. unravels as it should. Like that's just the universe. So I think the whole thing is, like you say, simulation, but like it could be a God simulation, his own shit, the way we're perceiving it.
I need to look at
so I'll never know. Like I'll never really have a serious opinion on anything. Like
yeah, me neither.
I don't know.
So that shit like The Sims? That's basically what they're saying?
At some point, it's got to be a physical reality. But, you know, you never know. Where that we could be that, or we could be, you know, a result of, because if you know a video game, when you in the video game, like you the character in San Andreas or Grand Theft Auto, you that's your reality. You don't know nothing else. You don't know about a motherfucker having a controller on the other side of the TV. Yeah. So you just know that. So we could be in that shit where we just know this.
You ever seen Free Guy?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's good. Ryan Reynolds. You seen that shit?
Mm-hmm.
It's tight. He's an NPC that became, like, conscious.
Mm.
Just like a computer-generated character in a video game. It's kind of like the GTA shit. And yeah, like, he just became, but it was all because of love.
Mm. Oh, it's tight.
But it was cool perspective.
Yeah, that shit is
so there was, like, player-created characters, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like it was a cool perspective on the simulation theory, I think.
Would you rather it be somebody controlling it, like as a controller, your life, and they're just on the other side of it controlling it, making the decisions or whatever, forcing you to do things, or would you rather have it like a set in stone story? Like
Set in stone.
Yeah. Cause that gives me anxiety thinking that somebody's really controlling this and be like, all right.
Could you pick who's controlling it?
I want shit to go bad now.
Yeah, today's the day where, you know, it's been too good. Right, let me hit X.
I'm gonna do some
this
fuck shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get 5 stars.
Mm.
I'm gonna jack a jet.
That shit crazy to think about, bro. I hate thinking about it.
Yeah, what if you ain't, I don't know, like, if it's characters and shit, what if you ain't even the main character in this simulation?
That's what I'm, there's
I
a lot.
I wanna just be an add-on nigga, man.
Right,
the side character.
Just that's what
be a lot of them.
And Free Guy, he was a bank teller. Same thing every day. Said the same thing.
But they'd be funny.
Yeah,
like those characters and the pedestrians and stuff. They'd be the funniest people on the video games.
Right,
they'd be cool.
But that's only for your entertainment.
They don't know they're saying the same thing over and over again
until they do. Until you realize you're in a simulation.
You know what fucks me up is when people expect. I see this at the workplace a lot. When somebody will tell you a story, and then they'll move on to a person like 5 feet from you, and they'll tell a story the exact same fucking way. I don't know why it bothers me.
Do you tell us? Do you tell us?
I've never told a story the same exact way. I always make sure that I like.
But are there key points you hit?
There's key points, but
because there's stories that you really like telling people.
Right? But I'll make sure that I'm in the moment and I'm like telling them like a new way. Yeah. I don't know why. It just gives me weird. It feels like they're acting, you know, like, I don't know why, but a lot of people do it.
In the chat.
Especially if you know that somebody's there. Oh, we were talking about Pino too
damn,
much.
Damn, we talked about porn too much, fuck.
Damn, bro, they're trying to fuck. Yeah, delete those.
Whoa, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
They got to pay us money, fuck that.
They start advertising on you.
If you give us $10, we will promote you.
That's off the wall. Sex Fine Pro.
Bro, we're
they said, oh, they talking about me over there.
We have customers.
Let me go see. Man, the internet is a crazy place.
Man, let's
so crazy.
Let's take a quick break, a 5-minute break, and then close the show out, man. Hold on.
Let me get a little screen up.
That's how you end the show right there.
Just end it with the sex ad. That'd be crazy.
Yo. That's fucked up, man.
That's the dumbest shit about podcasting. You'll come with topics and then just get the roll.
5 minutes later, you're talking about porno. Yeah.
We back in this bitch. We back in this bitch, man. We got to stop talking about Pino, man.
And we back.
Before I do a bid because I owe all these porn sites.
They're about to fucking cease and desist.
Okay. What the fuck else we got? Deontay Wilder came back with a knockout, man. Knocked that dude out.
Very nice.
Did you like the punch?
That was a good punch, brother.
It was it was interesting.
Do you see that picture?
It was the weirdest thing to get knocked out by. Like, it was almost like a jab.
Yeah. I didn't, really look at a slow motion. It did kind of look like a weird...
It didn't look like it was stronger than the knocking out.
It did look like a weird, just reaction punch or something.
When you heard it, though, that shit was...
I know.
Powerful. I don't know where it is. That dude's a beast, man. And Tyson Fury is the only reason he's not,
undefeated.
Right now. You know, yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. He has, like, 40 plus. The only person
that beat him, right?
Yeah.
He beat him 3 times?
Yeah.
The only person.
That nigga alone.
Boxed the shit out that nigga 3 times.
Bro, the trilogy won all rounds, all fucking fights. That's crazy.
He didn't win all rounds.
No. Not all rounds, but all.
He knocked him down a couple times, too.
But 3-0. He's 3-0 against Wilder. Yeah.
Yeah. They're talking about a 4th one, though.
I need to leave that alone.
He
needs to leave that alone.
I don't want to say it, bro. I don't want to say it.
Shit, fuck it. I'll watch it. Culture, I'll hella watch it. I'll bet on it, too.
Yeah.
That would be, but how great would that be if he beat him the 4th time?
Yeah.
Because people would be like, they'd be like, it took him out to be like,
damn,
times.
Nigga. See, he gave you enough chances, motherfucker.
Fuck what people are watching.
3-1.
About.
You still lose.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
It'd be cool.
Movie. It wouldn't be.
It'd be the new Rocky. They'd call it Wilder.
No, because they would try to say he's too old.
They'd have Wilder 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, yeah, they got another Creed.
I've never seen one.
He just likes Michael B. Jordan, bro.
I fuck with Michael B. Jordan, too.
You don't like, but he was talking about a different way.
No, he's a good actor. I know. Yeah, it was good. It's good shit.
I'm trying to think what was the Creed 2.
Creed's good.
Oh, I've seen the Creed 2.
I've never seen none of those movies.
His girl was deaf in the Creed 2. Yeah.
She was deaf.
I got to put everybody in every movie now.
The girl that makes music, his chick, yeah, she's deaf in Creed 2.
Of course she's deaf. Is she blind too and she won the fucking championship?
No.
Gives a fuck.
They didn't take it that far.
I'm just kidding, man.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's entertainment, man.
It is entertainment, man.
It's cool, man.
What's your favorite sports movie of all time?
Sports movie?
Yeah.
That's a hard one, man. It's too.
The Longest Yard.
I like The Longest Yard a lot. The original or the new one?
New one.
New one is fucking flawless. That's a flawless fucking movie, I swear.
Yeah, I think that is my favorite.
They don't make movies like they used to. I'm going to say 2000 to 2010 best.
There's so many good sports
Above movies. The Rim over here on the couch.
Above the Rim. He got Game, Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Remember the Titans.
I think every fucking school possible show.
I mean.
Remember the Titans during football season.
Glory Road about Texas Western.
Yeah. All Things Fall Apart.
Hoosiers. That's a good one.
All Things Fall Apart. That's number one.
Yeah, All Things Fall Apart. That's great.
That's a new one.
Nah, that's when 50 Cent, he gets cancer.
50 Cent, he gets cancer.
No, it wasn't. Don't do that.
He actually loses weight from the movie,
bro. That shit was
like The Machinist.
Yeah, it was. Hey, bro, that nigga lost like
that shit was fire.
He was probably like 75 pounds.
He won an Emmy for that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was worth it.
Wow. He really did like, nah, look
I made
like
that
shit.
Up.
I was gonna say, I think you did.
Yeah, and we're also on episode 75. If anybody, I said 177 earlier.
Sex Fine still coming at us, huh?
Nah, that's just up there.
It's the same ones, man. They hit us with a little
bow.
Sexfine.pro.
I'm sure some of you weirdos clicked
now,
on it.
Now.
Locals want to talk to you right now. Too. That's what he be saying.
The locals want to date you.
Don't click them sidebars, y'all. Don't click them sidebars, man.
They pop up anyway, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
There are people out here who click these sidebars, man. A lot of NPCs are like, they really get scammed a lot. Like, for real. And I don't mean to offend anybody who's got scammed out here, but, like, there's people who answer the phone calls and shit and be like, oh, you're wanting money for my college? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they give them money.
Yeah.
Like, what are y'all doing? That's why them places are still in business. Or whatever, them scammers. Well,
yeah.
It's kind of like what we was talking about before the pod, but the, you know, the writer's thing.
Why do they trust those voices so much?
Let me not say that. I live in America.
Hey, have you ever pissed one off?
Dude, yes. Do you ever watch those videos?
They're rude. No, man. I swear, and I don't even...
Let me scam you right now.
Everybody, not even just that race of people. Everybody on the other side of those calls, they just be fucking rude, bro. And they know it. Your phone.
It was never plugged in.
Oh, shit.
Fail.
So we're just going to look at Joe. Hey, what you got on your mind?
Hold on.
Come on.
Joe. I'm high as giraffe ass.
They in the comments asking if that's Joe. Y'all got Joe on this motherfucker?
Yeah, we got Joe Budden on the podcast. Y'all, we done fucking made it, y'all. We done fucking made it.
I ain't pumping a goddamn thing but some gas in my tank, and I don't even want to do that. Goddamn price is high as hell.
Yeah, we done switched him to the SpongeBob.
We gotta wait for it to load.
We recommend.
There we go.
he's under the sea. He's a nigga's in Bikini Bottom.
Under the sea. Why Gary upside down? SpongeBob in the back lurking.
Wow. Ask him a question.
I'm done.
Nah, it's better.
Somebody just commented too, loving the camera angles.
Man, Wednesday, family night, so I can't watch.
Represent
love, but it's all love. I'll watch it tomorrow at work. My guy. My guy. I do have some questions here. I actually have some, let's see. This is all for Jordan. Favorite song lyric?
Favorite song lyric?
You're in the hot seat.
Damn. Okay. Favorite song lyric. That is good. Right now, I'm going to have to say my favorite song lyric as of right now is Free My Niggas on the Yard, Holding Swords and Sing Sing, Bow, Kiss the King's Ring, Pay the Homage. Rome Street said that. It flowed very well. Line hit hard, made that beat drop. Shit was tight.
Bars. Are we back?
You got one?
Back like crack.
You got one more question for him. Actually, why he's in the hot seat?
Actually, he's in the pineapple.
The pineapple, the big red seat.
Yeah.
The sweet seat. Yeah. Why do you think people stay in toxic relationships?
Stay in toxic relationships. Man, that depends on the person, man.
Cause that pussy good.
No, they might be all what they see. Their mamas might have been in toxic relationships, so that might be all they used to.
You know what I'm saying? They get with a nigga that just ain't shit, but they mama.
With it, so this gonna work, you know what I'm saying? That might be the case, you know what I'm saying? Some bitches might fear being alone. I'd rather be with this nigga than be by myself, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Maybe that nigga got something to offer. Maybe that nigga got some money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the dick good. You know what I mean? The kids might like him. Something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be an infinite amount of things, G. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the dick good.
Maybe the dick might be all of those, really.
It could be
all of a combination of it all.
It's really all of the above.
What you think?
It depends on how toxic. I think
it's turned into.
I think a super abusive relationship, they're probably scared to, you know, what will happen if you leave. But if it's toxic and, like, it's just, like, halfway abusive, you know, you're just yelling and shit, throwing shit. But it just depends on how much you really love each other. And I think you got to stay. If you don't have to stay, but you're going to stay if you love each other.
If it's toxic, like Krishan Rock and Blueface. I think that's the standard for love.
Is it, huh?
I feel like.
You think that's a healthy relationship?
Yeah.
Me too.
I feel like that's like, now people ain't going to say that, but
yeah,
most relationships is crazy like that.
Yeah, they really are. It's not the standard, but it's kind of normal to see, and it's normal. I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just a piece of shit, and that's all I've experienced in my life.
I think you are a piece of shit.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I was joking.
What's the most toxic relationship y'all been in?
I don't want to send you anyone out.
Now, you got to say no names. I'm just like, give us some characteristics of the relationship that made it toxic.
Probably all of them. And it's just because of me. They've all been the same.
Good Nani.
You ever
and
bleached
all
your
that?
Clothes?
It's my fault.
Nani was so good. It's you just all couldn't my leave fault. It alone.
Did you bleach your clothes?
You bleached? Did he bleach his clothes?
One of them did once, bro. I didn't have a washer or dryer after that.
You bleached your girl's clothes?
She bleached my shit, bro.
She bleached your shit?
What did you do? To do something bad?
He cheated.
Okay.
He definitely slept with another woman.
Nah, bro.
It happens.
I don't got bleach in my house, bro. I don't have bleach to prevent that.
Has anybody did that to you, though?
He doesn't have bleach because he has
like
acid.
Like throw, not bleach, but like just throw your clothes out, cut your clothes.
No, nothing too crazy.
Throw
no.
water on your shoes.
I've probably done more crazy shit than people have done to me. That's why I know it's my fault every time.
You're the crazy one.
I'm the crazy one.
So you're keying cars and...
Do you have pork chops that you left out too long at the crib? That your family sent in?
Got some meat that went bad.
You have a crazy neighbor that's on to you?
Bro, I do have a pretty fucking weird neighbor.
What are you doing?
Not gonna lie, bro. Not gonna fucking lie.
Hmm?
One time, bro, it was so weird. He fucking, like, he used to, like, take my garbage up from my street to the side of my house. And I was like, oh, he's just a cool neighbor. And then one
that's
time.
Not what I would think of.
I know. I mean, I didn't fucking. But he's lived there. I've lived in the same spot my whole life, and he lived there before I even lived there. But it didn't take long for me to fucking realize how weird he was. Mm. But then, even just recently, like last few years, I seen him like. it seemed like a cartoon. His whole fucking body was in my trash can, and I was like. Pulled up, I was like, what the fuck? And like, he was already like dipping out by the time I pulled up.
Wow.
And I like chased him around his house and he was just gone.
Bro. That's awkward, bro. Have you seen him since?
Oh, I see him all the time.
Since he was in there?
Should've whooped his
ass. I see him all the time.
He was standing inside.
You should have beat
that. Bro, no, he was like head first, bro, like feet dangling.
You should talk
shit.
To him. You should see what's going on.
I have, bro. And like, he's always beef with me and my brothers because we call him out on his weird shit. And it's like, what the fuck? And that's the thing. Like, we didn't know who was bringing the trash cans up to my house.
Yeah.
This was, like, I was in, like, fifth grade. And like,
so he's always done this.
Always been weird as fuck. And then my mom set up her old-ass camera and finally seen him doing it. But I think it was for him to look at my shit. I don't know if it's him for him to, like, find my personal information or him to, like, sniff my shitty fucking.
He's looking for used condoms.
Something like that, right?
Hold on, what do you mean sniff your shitty? What were you doing? Can you stop that. Mid-shitty?
Your shitty what?
Yeah, you didn't lead yourself down a good.
Anything shitty, bro.
It's not too many things well, that can be shitty.
I hope not. Let's hope not.
There's some shitty things. Well, I have a dog, bro. Well, yeah, my dog shits.
True. So your dog's in the trash can. What are you talking about?
Cleaning up
you
his
wipe
shit
your dog?
Sometimes if he shits somewhere.
So you go through with the scoop and clean.
That's even more foul that he was in there.
You think he's looking for that? You think he's looking for your dog shit?
Bro,
even if he's not, he's in there with it.
Possibly, bro.
What's going
that's the
on?
Thing. I have no idea. Yeah. But one time, bro.
He was looking for used condoms.
This was from my mom. My mom told me this. He like, it was like 2 a.m. and she was like out on our porch just like watching him do weird shit. And like, he like.
What else does he do?
He like had a package and he walked down to the park. And then like, he like dropped it. And then he like walked back and then he. Turned around, looked at the park, and he went. and then the next day, I swear to God, there was caution tape around some shit.
Jesus, see this right?
I swear to God,
this
bro.
This proves the point.
I have even more stories.
This proves the stereotype that if you live within the like striking dishes of a church chicken.
I swear to God.
It's a dangerous neighborhood.
I think so.
It's like they target dangerous neighborhoods.
I live in the grease pit. Like, oh, at church's love chicken. Chicken
they here, love chicken on steroids.
They just going to eat this shit.
Yeah. Church's chicken or KFC?
KFC. I had church some KFC chicken the other day.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Shout out to Church's Chicken, man.
I think KFC has more options, so I like that. They have way more sides. But I do love Church's, the classic crispy, and the okra.
Okra's cool.
I fuck with the okra. But I had the crispy KFC.
Yeah.
The mashed taters.
I'm going to go with Church's.
If you live by
I
Church's.
I like KFC too, though.
You're going to eventually fuck with Church's.
Yeah, you're not going to
have
a choice.
And, I've came,
and it's reasonably priced.
Yeah.
I've came and went and came and went and came and went on Church's. Just because I've always lived there. So it's like I hate it and I love it and I hate it.
Strawberry soda good too.
But yeah, your guy next door though, that's a problem.
You need to whoop his ass.
Is he on the registry
I know,
or something?
Probably.
Is he? You should probably look that
fucking
up.
Fucking probably.
That shit is
he looks like he should be.
Hold on.
Well, I'm sure if you.
So I don't want to look that up because I've been to beat one of them niggas up.
If you're face first in a trash can, you probably.
With dogs.
You probably fuck kids.
Bro, and I was like yelling probably, at him as I was driving up the street, bro. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he, like, scurried off, bro.
And that's even, like...
I chased him.
I mean, what else are you going to do? But I'm saying, like, what if he just
the fuck popped, you looking for?
He has a house?
Popped about that bitch and just started
he has a whole house? He got his shit together? He has a job?
Oh, no, my bad. I was just looking for some mail.
Hey, Eli. Hey, how you doing?
No.
Does he know your name?
Probably. Yeah.
He done seen all this nigga's mail in the trash.
What's his name?
I'm not saying his name. He's already probably watching this somehow.
You know his name?
Yeah, I know his name. I fucking have lived there for 27 years.
Now, you need to
bring him on to the podcast.
Why the fuck you been in his trash?
Come on, you want to change? You want to take this up a level? Let's bring that fucking guy on the podcast.
What you need to do.
Let's bring him on.
You need to get in his trash can.
You got to make his day.
I don't want to be here for that episode.
Settle the score, bro.
Bro, and one time he had like a fucking floodlight facing right towards my house.
That'd be crazy if he got here and he was like, yo. I just got the scoop on this fucking crazy ass dude right here. I was in his trash can because I'm trying to prove to the cops that he fucking eats people.
Ooh,
yeah,
Eli Dami.
So are you trying to fucking frame? Are you trying to like?
He's trying to turn the table.
Wow, yeah. Bro.
Reverse psychology right now.
Whole time he's trying to front the case on.
I'm actually the neighbor.
I done cracked the code. I done cracked it, bro.
I'm actually the neighbor.
Oh shit.
Nah, but fuck that guy.
But you do. What's you definitely need to go get in his shit, nigga.
Dude, there's been so many weird, so many, bro. I could tell you like 10 more, but
what's his name?
Tell us off the camera.
Bro, he's like 60.
Victoria said, keep your girls and your kids and girl away from that guy if you got them.
Yeah, definitely got to do that,
bro.
Yeah, if you didn't hear on the side,
I'll hit him with the Bobby Boucher, bro. I hit him with the.
What?
That's that Bobby Boucher, bro. The
Captain Insano.
Yeah, bro. Shows no moisty.
You poked him in his eye.
You be like,
Come on, man. Is this got to be a fictitious character?
Swear to God.
There's no way nobody's running around to
bro. One time he had like a floodlight to my house for like the longest time, and. Is when my brother still lived here. We had a police light, one of those giant ass black ones. We just put it in our window, and just put it right towards his house, right in his fucking window.
You like that?
And he didn't. He stopped. He put it another way. It's like, what the fuck you doing?
That's crazy. Let's bring him on the positive.
No.
Yeah, I want to hear this dude.
That's how weird he was. I don't even think he's like. He's always. This is what he looks like. He's short. He looks like a turtle. He's bald. He's white. If you see him, he hasn't driven in like 10 years.
He rides
a bike, and he looks like this. So if you see a guy like that, he has like pouches on his bike, run him the fuck over.
I'm just going to ask him one question.
No. Hey, hold on.
What
fuck
the
that
fuck
guy.
Is in that trash can? What's in my man's trash can, bro?
Raw
Dishing Media LLC did not... agree with what he said. I don't know if the technical terms are what you're supposed to say, but we don't fuck with his opinion. Do not run the man over, please.
Run him over.
Run that bitch.
Oh,
my bad. You guys said he had kids in the shit.
And
before y'all do that, at least ask this nigga what is going on.
And if he does get ran over, we doesn't have speak, to do
bro. How long have you been living over talk? There?
My whole life.
Why the fuck you ain't never asked him why you in my trash can?
Bro, I have.
He said he was yelling at
him. What does he say?
Nothing. That's how weird he is, bro. Like, you don't even understand how weird this man
is. Nah, bro, y'all should have gotten into at least one scuffle, bro.
Dude. Bro.
At least one punch should have been exchanged.
That's the thing, bro. I would destroy this man.
I don't know. I think you're scared of him.
No, bro.
He been in your trash can too much dude. For a fight to not happen.
I can't trust people that use the word destroy.
Annihilate.
I will destroy this man. Like, hold on, dog. You may be the problem.
Thanos his whole life.
You may be the neighbor. He may be at another podcast. He may be at, like, Flagrant or something.
He's talking shit on me.
There's a fucking crazy dude who lives next door to me. Fucking.
Walks around with these fucking Jeffrey Dahmer glasses and shit. Walking his dog. Man, he talks to his dog and shit.
I see him throw a, he threw a whole skull away in his trash can, so I dove in there. One time.
If I seen that
to see what the fuck was going on.
Dove in the trash can, caught nothing but shit in there.
Then he ran out with some glasses on.
I'm dead as fuck.
He bringing your trash can. I mean your trash back to his house. Shit.
You should look him up. Have you looked him up?
He's a fucking
news up.
You can't fucking stand Henry.
On Google.
We gonna call him Henry, bro.
I don't think so.
Don't say his name on the pod.
It's Henry.
It's getting late, man. I got shit to do.
Me too.
Yeah. The last segment, this is a new segment I want to add to the show, man, is Put You On. Everybody gets a chance to put a motherfucker on to something or somebody new. Anything that your heart desires. It could be even a fucking food.
Oh, man. Chilling in Bikini Bottom.
Let's start in Bikini Bottom, man. Hey, put something on, man. Who you putting on?
Man, put you on some old, you know what I'm saying? Some OG shit, some old school shit, man. If you like Eric Badu, you will like the sample to her song, Gone Baby Don't Be Long. And the sample is by Paul McCartney, and the song's called Put an Arrow Through Me. It's good as hell, it's a vibe. You'll love it. Smoke a joint to it, get in your car, you know what I mean? Go to the lake somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Get your groove on.
Peep that shit out.
Hey, what's happening?
What you got? That's a serial killer name, for sure.
I want to put you on a good cheeseburger over at Larry's Shortstop, man.
Larry's
is good for the community, bro.
Their gas is half gas, half water.
They do got some good
crusty
burgers.
Yeah, I
want to
put y'all on the Larry's Shortstop. They got a beautiful hotel right behind there, too. You can get a ferry.
Relax in.
You ever stay there?
No, we made
myself?
A sign.
Yeah.
No, but I know that they got beautiful hotels.
Yeah. Beautiful women inside the hotels, too.
I don't know. I haven't partaken.
Beautiful creatures.
Hey, where about the nigga digging through your trash?
I'm going to go home tonight and fucking shoot him with the BB gun. Allegedly.
The Raw District Podcast LLC does not agree with.
Yeah, they know.
Eli Brown.
You guys feel the same.
Nobody else wants to shoot their neighbor.
They would feel the same if they were that weird.
Not too many people want to shoot their neighbor. Y'all got anything? Anything y'all want to put on? Oh, plug the store one more time, man.
Yeah, man. Sure. Laces, man. We over there on 250 Southeast 29th Street. Conveniently placed right across the street from churches, man.
Hey.
Neighborhood itself is a beautiful neighborhood.
They got
it's
bars
growing.
On the windows.
I didn't mean to do that, bro.
it's not as hood as all the churches' neighborhoods, I promise. But nah, man, y'all come check us out, man. Holiday season's approaching. We're going to have some good deals. So if you need some, you know, some Yeezys, some Jordans, Dunks, some gear from some local, some local designers. Yeah, come holla at us, man. Laces_785 on an IG.
You gotta Laces be rich 78. To shop there.
Nah, yeah. You gotta have, you know.
You gotta have a job at least.
You gotta, you gotta have some things together.
Come with a bag.
Yep.
Yeah. This is come not the for the for the broke.
Well, you know, we got some deals for y'all. We can make anything happen, man.
If the Chiefs win, right?
That's the lovely thing about not being a chain. You know, we got the freedom to work with the people.
I do have a question. Do you secretly hope the Chiefs don't win so you don't have to give that discount?
Yay and
just
nay.
Sometimes you're like, ah, fuck.
Yay and nay, but I will say there's some loyal customers that know that day. Actually, it's funny you say that. This dude that called, he had two shoes on hold and stuff, and he was like, man,
I ain't gonna make it in on Tuesday this week. The Chiefs lost. I'm thinking, I'm forgetting. I'm like, the Chiefs lost. Oh, this dude. He wanted that 15 on top. He's like, so I'm gonna have to wait till Thursday when I get my second check. I'm like, all right, man, come holler at me. They'll be here. But funny, yeah, there's some people that look out for that. So, I mean, I would say that, you know, it's kind of a yin and yang. You know, yeah, we don't make as much, but at the same time, you know, it drives traffic. So, it is what it is. You know, it's a business thing.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Laces, man.
Hell yeah.
Look them up. Man. Follow the page, man.
Keep, for sure.
Keep tabs.
We need to do one of these in there, man. I still got some of the old equipment. I can blow the dust off. Ain't as nice as this room.
We remember.
I'm still hoarding that shit.
Still got your fingerprints from when you jacked it from my stand.
Still holding it hostage.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, man.
You got anything?
Shit, I've been watching this funny show. It's called This Fool. It's on Hulu. It's hilarious. Just like kind of like East LA cholo shit. Okay. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Chef Lamona. That's what I'm going to put on today. Chef Lamona. That food and speak of Kansas, man. They cater to. Sometimes you can catch the food truck, but, you know, just follow her on Facebook. They make really good comfort and soul food. Yeah. I got some gumbo there one time. It was hot outside, and I got some gumbo, and I still enjoy the shit. Thoroughly. So, yeah. Check them out. But, yeah, that's all I got for this episode. Anybody else got anything to close this shit out with?
Fuck Tony Fontana.
Yeah, it's been an OG.
Relax, Dahmer.
This is the first OG episode.
Versace, bitch.
OG crew episode since, like, yeah, July 2021. So, yeah, it was cool, man. Michelle, appreciate you coming through, bro. Appreciate you for popping up in existence again.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you,
bro. I reintroduced myself to this man. Yeah. Everybody who tapped in from the jump, man, appreciate you. And if you want to donate to the cause, Raw District Media, that's the Cash App. You donate to that, man. It helps. Everything helps. Even if it's somebody said one time they donated $10 and they was like, I'm sorry, it's not a lot. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. For real. Appreciate it all. That's Chef the episode, Lamona. Man. Yeah. It's a wrap.